You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with the final segment, and even though everybody wants to hear about all my fabulous phrases that I love to use in my business every day, we're going to talk with Alex Begznagos for just a couple more seconds about the Miami Marlins. You know, they've got some great events coming up, including Thursday, July 1st at 7:10 is Kidney Health Awareness Day. My wife and I will be out there. You heard me invite Shelley Bloom to be my guest, too. The National Kidney Foundation is supporting it, so make sure you get out there and order your tickets today at www.marlins.com/special. Events. And Alex, you're involved with the special events. You're involved with marketing. We've only got a minute. What's your favorite thing that's coming up this summer?
Well, coming up this next week, and it's something I'm a little biased for, it's social media night. So this will be a night where our hardcore Marlins fans, our diehard Fish fans can come out. They'll for the price of $20, and you can get a ticket to the game, a t-shirt, and even see a tour of the ballpark so you can Instagram and Vine all the different, you know, behind-the-scenes areas and show off to your friends. You can buy the ticket on the same link. It's marlins.com/special events. That's where we house all our special events, and there's so many coming up this summer.
I love the events. I love the giveaways. I love the food. And I got to tell you, my wife loves the stadium. Usually we go there. We wait for Giancarlo Stanton. That's right. Vote early and often for Giancarlo Stanton. Show him the love. You want him to stay? Show him the love.
Only eight more days.
How do they do it?
Marlins.com/all-star. You can vote 25 times a day. Vote for Stanton. Vote for Hits McGee. They both are leading the league at their positions. They deserve to be there. We only have 8 days to get them in, though.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, prove that you're not one of those Game 6 leavers and that instead you're a real fan for our sports teams. Alex, I'm going to thank you. Leave everybody with a thought.
Marlins baseball, we got a lot. We're halfway through the season. It's a fun time. We're a couple games out of first place. This is a fun team who plays the game the right way. You come to the ballpark, I think we put on a nice show and you'll have a good time.
You do. What I like to say is I just want to dive right in. All right, Alex, thanks for coming to the show. Oh yeah, I got to go. Huh. All right. Now, I want to talk about some of the favorite phrases I have. I want to talk about the cash-flowing land bank, my favorite piece of real estate. You go, what's a cash-flowing land bank? A cash-flowing land bank is a piece of land that's got cash flow on it, but the existing opportunity on the existing property is not the highest and best use. You say, Jim, give me an example. We're in the process of selling a 50,000-square-foot office building. The office building's full, but it's in a location that better suits it for a mixed-use deal. So we're going to put 400 apartments on top of it. Then we're going to put some office back in the middle. And then we're going to put some retail on the ground floor. Of course, it's going to have parking, too. That's a cash-flowing land bank. And, hey, when I want somebody to decide and I'm fed up and we've talked about everything and everything is known and it's time to just do it, pull out your pen and make a deal, well, hey, that's time to make a business decision. And a lot of times that's my favorite closing line. I like to say, hey, we've talked about it all. You just got to make a business decision. Even if the business decision doesn't get you finished, it gets you going. Now, a lot of people ask me about the condo market and where are we in the condo market. That brings me to another one of my favorite phrases. What we're doing now is we're building a lot of investor boxes. They're boxes that are being built for investors, and they're being built on the pre-sale basis. I mean, it's just that's what's happening. So as these international investors come, they're buying these investment boxes. I call them investor boxes. But the super luxe end, there's a lot of opportunity up there. Hopefully you saw on Bravo my buddy Gil Deser last night. Gil will be on after he gets back from the Gumball Rally. We'll talk to him about super luxe condos. And we'll talk more about other things I like to talk about right now. Business amnesia. It's not actually one of my favorite things. It's the worst thing that happens in business is when somebody makes a commitment to me. And then they forget. They had business amnesia. Perhaps the single worst violation other than complete and total dishonesty. That's just a shell and a sham for not remembering. So infotainment, that's what we do here on Freed on Business all the time. We inform and we entertain. And what I want to do now is I want to thank our guests and sponsors. Thanks to Alex Begznagos. And he's a sponsor, too. He's terrific. We'll see him Tuesday at his special event. We're going to be at Social Media Day, tweeting and Instagramming. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. I want to thank the NFL alumni and Social Media 305. Of course, Lawrence Kids, Publix, and Magnum Energy Solutions, Bruce Turkel, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, Dr. Brown. I loved it. He was such a sport. And all of our youth, our UHealth sponsors, and of course, thank you to our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. And hey, thanks again to Tom the Architect for coming up and saying hi in the Aventura Mall. If you ever see me out there, come say hi. I hope that I'm pretty approachable. And yeah, I'm pretty much the same in person as I am on the radio. So follow me at Jim Fried, the show at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets a whole bunch of hits every week. If you missed our show, it'll be up on FriedOnBusiness.com next week. And I mean, in a couple days. And next week, we're going to have Larry Zinn talking about his summertime auto stuff. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. Now go out there and no excuses. Make it happen. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.
What out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.